Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Today we are bidding farewell to our dear fearless leader, Jeff Austin. 17 years here at the Fan?
Yeah.
Is that right? 17 years.
Just like that, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And you are riding off into retirement.
I am. I'm retiring from the workforce, period.
Period. Getting out completely?
No,
so we're not going to see you pop up?
No.
It's the perfect time, too, I hear, with all the stock market stuff.
Yeah, the timing couldn't be better. I'm the king of good timing.
Okay. We are treating you with your last hire on air and your first hire on air.
I heard you guys talking about that. You're absolutely right.
Okay, well, who do you love more?
Yeah. Which one's your favorite? Quick.
You sound like Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah.
Only their question was, which one of us is a bigger pain in the butt?
That's Sprague, 100%.
I said yes.
Yeah. Okay, 17 years. This station has changed dramatically from when you took over to where it is now. Mm-hmm. What did you see about the Fan, and why did you come to Portland?
Well, I think Portland's a great sports town for a lot of reasons. You have to find the right people to make a successful sports radio station, but Portland's great because, yes, we care about the Blazers, the Ducks, the Beavers, Timbers, whatever, right? The Thorns. Mm-hmm. But we also have a world view here. So whatever is interesting, not just even in sports, but, you know, pop culture, you name it, this is a great place to be. That's the kind of place that I like to work with. It's, you know, it's not one-dimensional. It's not 100% X's and O's. It's something for everybody. Be relatable. Attract as many people under the tent as you can. And I think, for, you know, and for guys like you, if you feel that way too, and you don't want to find 25 different ways to talk about the same team the way you have to in some markets, then this is a great place to work.
How'd you find the guys that really fit that sound? Because, I mean, like, I grew up listening to this station. I fell in love with it. Like, that's why I wanted to get into this industry, right, is falling in love with the personalities that they had here and that you hired here at the station. How'd you create that sound?
You know, you just try to hire good people, and there's a little bit of coaching in the beginning, but after that, you really have to let people go and find their own way, because if you hire smart people, the rest will take care of itself. And, you know, we've had a lot of luck. When I got here, we had 3 full-time people. It was Isaac, Suk, and Swag. But that's a great place to start, right? Yeah. As we know, I mean, Isaac and Suk had been doing it for a couple of years when I got here. And it's just been building ever since. As you noted, I mean, Dusty was my first hire. He's filled a lot of roles here. We've had some great, not just great shows, but we've really put on some good broadcasts with you guys where we've done high school football, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, we had it for a while there. We were doing 2 high school football games a night, one on the Fan and one on 910 ESPN Portland, you know, on both sides of the river, right? And we had enough people to do that. This was pre-pandemic. But I, you know, I would put that high school broadcast with you, Travis Demers, Swag. We had all kind of, like, yeah. Brett Elliott came through, Andrew Nemec. We had just an incredible lineup of people who are now going on to do bigger and better things. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of having instincts with people, and then you let those people have some freedom and let them grow.
You, Portland wasn't your first stop, but you put together in kind of the maturations of some shows in other markets too. Mm-hmm. The one that, how did you get, because you put together a show with Kirk Herbstreit,
yeah,
and Ian Fitzsimmons,
right,
in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. How, that is quite the feather in your cap when you look at those two guys and their careers and where they're at right now.
Yeah, well, Herbie was there at the station already when I got there. And we hired Ian from WJOX in Birmingham. I mean, I've listened to him and I thought, well, actually his first tape, I told him it, his first tape sucked, but Herbie actually knew him. He, Herbie would get called up to go on JOX, which is, you know, probably best known as the station that, Paul Feinbaum is on. I gave him another listen. I listened to him live on the air. I did a little check on it on their stream. And I was like, okay, I get it. This guy's great. We hired him to do mornings, and he got our best morning ratings ever. But we were thinking, you know, if we really want to make the A team, we let Ian quarterback that afternoon drive show. Herbie's the analyst with him. They got along great. And then we were even fortunate enough later on to have the updates during the show being done by Paul Keels, the longtime voice of the Buckeyes. So
that is everything Ohio State fans would want.
Oh, it was amazing. It really was. And we were fortunate enough to hire Chris Spielman, the great All-American linebacker and All-Pro for the Lions, and briefly for Buffalo and Cleveland as well before he was done. We got him in there to do middays, lunch with a linebacker, basically.
Yeah.
And, of course, Chris then went on also, just like Herbie, to do national TV. Chris does NFL work, of course, and Herbie's doing everything under the sun these days.
Wow.
That's quite
a show.
Quite a show there.
Yeah, it was fortunate.
What's the plans now? Like, are you just going to be at every Hawkinson High School football game yelling at me from the stands?
I would like to do that. You know, we're still figuring it out. We would love to stay in the Northwest, but from a retirement, from a financial standpoint, which you were referring to earlier, for people on fixed income and retirement income, it's a lot easier to go back where I'm from in North Carolina and afford more. So we're kind of weighing the options there. But, yeah, I would like to go to at least one more Hawkinson Hawks football game. We were fortunate enough while my kids were in school there and while you were playing there over that time to have all kinds of playoff runs and back-to-back state championships. But, you know, it was so much fun doing high school football here from the Fan and from ESPN Portland with you guys. And, I mean, being able to do games in the GSHL up in Clark County, but also doing all the leagues here on the Oregon side, talking to the officials, the coaches, the parents, the players, how much, and I know you guys have heard it too, how much they appreciated that we really cared about high school football. And of course, a lot of those athletes and coaches have now gone on to do big things like you and play college ball. Some of them have made it to pro football. And, of course, we did some basketball on the way, too. And this is a great town, as we know, even including this week with the Nike Hoop Summit. It's a great town for high school basketball players as well.
You've been all over, and you mentioned you're from North Carolina, but you also spent time in Texas, New York City.
Yeah.
You have the duo, or actually the trifecta of fan bases and college sports that people love to hate. Your time in Columbus, Ohio State.
Right.
North Carolina, where your dad worked at Duke.
That's correct.
And the University of Texas.
Texas, yes.
You got them all.
It's the axis of evil. Yeah.
It really is. Like, you've got college hoops, you've got college football, and then with Texas, you can also throw in college baseball is the most hated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're Texas for college baseball. I think they won more national championships than anybody. I know that they're at least at the top in total victory, something like that, but the connection was, I grew up on the Duke campus because my father worked there. So they put the clothes on my back and the food on the table. And that's That's
an easy one to root for.
Very easy. And, you know, I mean, I go back far enough. See, I was pre-Coach K. So Duke sucked in those days. It's hard for anybody under 50 to even imagine that. But back, I mean, they were the underdogs getting their butts kicked by UNC mm-hmm. and NC State and all those, all the great Maryland and Virginia with Ralph Sampson. And then they became something. And now, of course, you know, they're the team that everybody loves to hate.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
You have, like, that was back in the day when John Feinstein, who just died.
Yeah.
He was a student at Duke.
He was the editor of the Duke Chronicle sports section. I told him one time, you know, they used to, when you go into a Duke football game at Wallace Wade Stadium, at that time, they still had the original wooden bleachers. They were the ones that were there when the Beavers played Duke in the 41 Rose Bowl, yeah. Right? When they had to move it because of Pearl Harbor. Those were splinter makers. If you wanted a splinter in your posterior, you went to a Duke football game. So they lined those Chronicles up, and I told John, I said, I took two of them every game, one to read your preview of that game that day and the other one to put under my butt. And he said, well, the one that went under your butt did you more good. John, I was sorry to see him pass. He was really one of the most talented people, sports journalists that I've ever been around. You know, you got the Masters on today.
Yeah.
He wrote some great golf books, including A Good Walk Spoiled. So, yeah. He was Duke student back in those days.
And Brian Henniger, yeah. who we had on this week, he yeah. was featured in that book, A Good Walk Spoiled, yep. By John Feinstein. What are you looking forward to the most retirement, besides not having to deal with us anymore?
Oh, no. I mean, that's actually what I'm going to miss the most. But as far as what I'm going to enjoy the most, it's making my own schedule, not having to worry about what I'm going to do Monday morning. It's been a long time since I've had to feel that way or mm-hmm. gotten to feel that way. So, yeah, make your own schedule. Spend more time with your family and friends. Pursue some hobbies. People that I know who have retired say you're going to love it. So, I should say also I'm going to try to play a little bit of golf.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was looking for.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the reason why my handicap is so high, because I'm spending a lot of time working at the Fan and not so much on the golf course.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Saturday morning when I'm filling in tomorrow, the text from you like, hey, make sure you fix this part or make sure you do this. Like, Jeff, you're retired.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, officially, I'm off the clock after today. And,
you can tell them to go take a hike now.
I'll tell you this right now. That'll never happen.
Yeah, explore the space. Do whatever you want. It'll be different.
Well, I can tell you this. As far as bosses go, I couldn't have asked for a better guy to hire me and to work with for 17 years here. Mm-hmm. Thank you for everything you've done for this station, because when you took this thing over, we had one local show.
Yeah.
As you said, we had three full-time employees, and now it is a station that has three local shows, 10 mm-hmm. hours of local content every single day, mm-hmm. and the shoulder programming that we had one weekend show.
Yeah.
That actually started after it was in the fall when you brought back the Saturday morning show with Travis and I doing the tailgate show.
That's right.
And now we have two weekend shows, two shows throughout the week with the base Hot Corner and the recruiting show. And the programming has never been better. And the station is a completely different place. So thank you for hiring me and taking taking a flyer on an idiot from Southern Oregon University. Directional school guys right here.
Yep.
And I appreciate everything you've done for me and for this station, because it is a special place to work, and you were at the anchor of it. So thank you.
Thanks, Dusty, and thank you, Will. And, and working with you guys has been just fantastic. I mean, that's, as I said, that's what I'm going to miss the most. We've got some really good people here, and and I appreciate you guys more than I can say.
Jeff Austin, riding off into the sunset into retirement after today. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Jeff.
There he is.
My pleasure.
All right, the boss man who's given us so much awesome programming and is responsible. Well, whether you like us or not, he's responsible for all of us that work here.
This is his fault.
Bring it on my way.
But he is he's taken off and he's off to greener pastures. So thank you, Jeff Austin.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.